This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Monday, May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo. It is a rainy one out there, too. If you just got your car washed like I did.
Oh, no.
You're probably like, oh, man. And all weekend long, I purposely kept my car in the garage. And my husband's like, we'll take my car because my car is dirty. We'll leave yours in the garage and that way it stays clean. And so first thing I pull out of the garage this morning, I see sprinkles. I'm like, well, that was for nothing.
Wait, when did you get a car wash?
I got it like last Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then we got some rain over the weekend. It was Wednesday or Thursday, I think. And I was like, oh my gosh, of course the timing couldn't be worse. But yeah, you know what? That's why we keep the car wash people in business, right?
No kidding. Yeah, we were going to do a car wash this weekend and I looked at the weather. I'm like, we're funny.
I know.
Yeah, don't even try. So my car is so dirty right now. But I think, when is it the rain going to go away? By like Tuesday, Wednesday?
I have no idea. Yeah. I haven't even looked. Yeah, it's like at this point, I'm like, yeah, we'll just have to get another car wash. But it's much needed. I do like the rain. I feel like it's, especially this time of year, it actually tames down my allergies a little bit when we get some rain. It helps the dryness. And all the pollen goes down to the ground. So I do like that. But, you know, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. A busy weekend. I loved it, though. It was Friday. We went to the Vegas Thrill Game. We saw you out there. And then on Saturday, pretty chill. Actually, we cleaned the apartment. We're like, we need to do some spring cleaning. So we cleaned the house. And then yesterday, I had a broadcast out at Boulder City. And I love going out there because I feel like, not one is it, I feel like I'm in another world. But two, it's just like the nature part of Boulder City. It's so gorgeous.
It's just beautiful out there. And one of those just places that you feel like you step back in time.
Yes, that's exactly how I felt. But other than that, it was a very chill, low-key, but busy weekend. What about you?
Same thing here. You know, I was working a lot of it Friday and yesterday, the Vegas Thrill Games. Last night was the final game of the season. So sad to see it end, but it went 5 sets and we didn't get the win. We were just hoping that we were going to pull it off. So a 5-setter, but we got the L on that one. But it was a kind of a bummer way to end the season, but we had a good time. And yeah, I got back home kind of late last night, had to work on some stuff, but Saturday was good. Just my daughter Sophie was in town, so all four of us were together. We went on some little adventures and stuff, went and saw Sinners over the weekend.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, you were telling me not to waste my time. Ramon was saying it was the best movie that he has seen all year, so I'll let you guys know kind of my thoughts on it maybe around 8 o'clock this morning.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it was we went and did that this weekend. So it was good. Really tired this morning, but I'm super excited to be here and get things going. We have a really cool concert announcement coming up this morning at 6 o'clock, and we'll have tickets to give away to that show in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. So make sure you are listening. It's a big one, guys. I think you guys are going to really like it. So we've got that on the way. All sorts of stuff happening. Let's do it, though. Let's kick off the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do You Want to Hear Every Morning by Sugar Ray?
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed. I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand.
Do You Want to Hear Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison? Or do you want to hear Fergalicious by Fergie?
But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses.
Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever gotten so excited about something or going somewhere and you get all ready and you go and you show up and you're like, later, I'm out of here, not even dealing with this? Over the weekend, the whole family, we were like, we are going to go check out H Mart. H Mart just opened, Sahara and Decatur. So excited. I was ready, like mentally prepared to drop an embarrassing amount of money on Korean snacks and kimchi and sheet masks that I'll never use but need. So we roll into the parking lot, all excited. I kid you not. I was shocked. It looked like there was some sort of like Taylor Swift pop-up in there. There was a tent to get in. There was a line that was like Disneyland, just going back and forth, back and forth. I'm like, at a grocery store? We all look at each other and we're like, oh no, we didn't even park. We did that quiet married couple thing where no one says anything, but we just kind of slowly nod. And the next thing you know, we're pulling out and we're driving over to Shanghai Plaza because
no,
we're like, we're not even going to deal with that.
No kidding. You went on Saturday?
Yeah.
We did too.
I saw that you went.
Yes. Wait, what time? Around what time of the day?
Oh, I don't remember. It was late afternoon. There was just so many people there.
We went and we only stayed in line for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
That was that long. It wasn't that long.
It went like in the tent and then it went out of the tent and then it went around the building. And
oh,
so we were like,
oh my God.
It didn't do that when you were there?
When we went to H Mart, we went and parked pretty okay. It was crazy, don't get me wrong. But when we got there, we were thinking like it was going to be crazy, like what you experienced. The white tent, and then it's where it was like Disneyland, and then you come out, and it was only like a couple people outside the tent. So we're like, oh my God, okay, let's wait. We're not waiting more than 20 minutes. We get in line. The line is moving fast. They even have snacks for people that are waiting
in
line.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice that they do that.
Yes, and then we get in and out. I mean, yeah, it was a little crowded in there, but honestly, it's so organized. It's so efficient. I don't know if when you went, it was just that crazy time.
We must have all came at the same time because, yeah. I mean, we could barely find a parking spot. But have you ever like had something where you were just dying to go? You were so excited. And the second you saw the line or the chaos, you were like, nope, not worth it. Maybe it was like a concert or a restaurant or, I don't know, a haunted house.
Yeah, we've been, that actually happened to us a couple months ago. So there's this coffee place that's originally from San Diego that came in grand opening. They were promoting it like, oh my God, you know, there's going to be the first 100 people get hats. And it was Better Buzz Coffee. And I remember it opened right near our house. It's off Henderson, off St. Rose. I'm like, oh my God, that's by our Costco. You know, right before we go Costco shopping, let's go. And it was like 2 days after the grand opening. Like, well, we'll be fine. We get there. The drive-through line at Better Buzz was insane. It's
like, forget it.
Absolutely not. So we're like, we'll just get Starbucks and we'll come back to Better Buzz on a weekday.
I'm glad to know I'm not the only person that will cancel a plan if I see more than six people in line. My social battery died before I even parked. I was done. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning. It is Monday, May 5th, and welcome to the show. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Are you celebrating Cinco de Mayo today?
I don't celebrate on a Monday. Maybe if it was the weekend with some margaritas.
Yeah, it was last year. It was on a Tuesday, so we did the whole Taco Tuesday thing. So we'll probably make tacos tonight. Okay. Just to celebrate. That's about the extent of our celebration, really. But yeah, it's one of those things where I feel like you gotta at least have a Corona or something to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Maybe, it's a fun thing.
We were gonna do a Filipino dish tonight, but maybe we'll change it up to Mexican food.
You do you. I mean, I know you guys went shopping at H Mart, so you probably got some good stuff to eat from there.
Oh my God, we loved H Mart. Going in there, it was like a kid in the candy store with Korean food and Korean snacks. And James was actually dreading going to H Mart. And it's not because of the long lines or the overcrowdedness of people, but it was something that I really, really wanted from H Mart. And that's kimchi. You know kimchi. It's the best.
What do you say? Kimchi.
Kimchi. And it's something about James. I don't know if it's his taste buds or whatever, but he's just not a fan. And I respect that. For me, I'm in love with kimchi. I could eat it all day, all night. But when I start to eat it, I have to like plug my nose because kimchi just smells so bad. And for James, he's like, get that away from me. Don't eat kimchi near me. And I get it. You have to hold your nose. There's certain foods that smell bad, but taste really, really good.
It's weird though that you like the taste, but you don't like the smell on that one. That you plug your nose when you eat it. Like, I feel like that's part of the taste, you know?
Ah.
That you're missing some of the taste when you plug your nose when you eat it. Cause that's how I used to like gag down things that my mom used to make me eat when I was little. Like things that I don't like cooked carrots. I like raw carrots, but she would make cooked carrots and I just could not stand them. So I would literally plug my nose and eat them just so I could get them down because I could not stand the taste of them because it made the taste go away. So you still taste the kimchi even though you plug your nose?
Yeah, I mean, I have to plug my nose or I just don't breathe out of my nose to eat kimchi. And there's certain foods like that for me. Like, have you ever do you know fish sauce? Like,
yeah, of course.
The smell of fish sauce. Ugh. But the taste of fish sauce, yum. I love that for some reason.
There's certain things that, you know, I'll still eat it even though it doesn't smell great. It's like, you know, with kimchi, open the jar. Ooh, once I have it with some rice or something, I am like delicious. I have to pretend that it doesn't come out of the same container that smells like my gym bag, you know, it just like smells so good. But for me, the thing is hard boiled eggs. I eat them all the time, especially just like meal prep, just like I need something really quick. But every time I open that Tupperware thing that has them, I brace myself. And like, I apologize to the room before I take a bite. I like, my family is like, oh, what died? And I'm here licking my fingers. Like, it's so delicious.
Yes. And then they're like, who went to the bathroom? Oh, it's just your eggs. Oh, okay.
It's so bad, but I just love them. I can't help it. It's so weird that you can love eating something so much, but it tastes so, so terrible.
Right.
So we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Of course, it is Monday. That means it's Minden Monday, and we have another round of Beat Mercedes for you. 7 o'clock, your chance to win a $700 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Then at 7:30, your tickets to see Katy Perry at the T-Mobile Arena. Her Lifetimes Tour is coming to town on May 17th, and we have your tickets with the Mega Minute. And I was going to make this concert announcement, but it says it was going to be 6 a.m., but I haven't received anything, so I'm a little scared to, like, say it yet. So let's hold off on the major concert announcement, but just know that we will have your tickets to see said concert announcement in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up.
Perfect.
So
let's
there
do
you
it.
Go. Coming up next, though, we have What's Trending, a record-breaking concert, a massive crowd, and a bomb plot stopped just in time. What Brazilian police are saying was planned for Lady Gaga's free show. That is coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Lady Gaga is trending this morning. Wow. I mean, if you are just now hearing about her big concert that she had over the weekend, it was absolutely insane. It was in Brazil, and not only did she set records all across the board as far as people that showed up, we'll get to that in a minute, but Brazilian police say that they actually thwarted a terrifying bomb plot at her free concert in Rio de Janeiro. Over 2.5 million fans.
Wow.
Packed Copacabana Beach, breaking the record for the largest crowd ever at a female artist concert. Think about that. 2.5 million fans all together at one place at one time. That's insanity.
How do they even fit all those people there?
I don't know. According to police, the attack was allegedly planned by a hate group that was targeting the LGBTQ community. And their goal was to recruit teenagers online and then use them to carry out an attack with Molotov cocktails and improvised explosives. Now, two suspects have been arrested. The group's alleged leader was caught with illegal weapons. And then I guess a teenager was arrested on unrelated child pornography charges. Mm. I'm not really sure what happened there, but investigators say that the group pretended to be Gaga fans and they called themselves little monsters and everything just to lure in vulnerable teens and then spread this extremist content. Police described the plan as a collective challenge aimed at going viral. Gaga's team said that they were unaware of any threats and they worked closely with law enforcement to ensure safety. They said all parties were confident in the safety measures in place. The arrests were carried out very quietly on Saturday because they really wanted to avoid mass panic with so many people there. The last thing you want there to be is mass panic.
Well, just so many things to unpack. It's, well, one, how crazy and scary the internet can really be for people to lure pretending that they're Gaga fans. And then two, how incredible is the Brazilian police to just find out where it stemmed from, find the people out of 2.5 million people in the crowd, and for the Lady Gaga's team to not know, and they find out later on the media. That's insane.
I know she's a complete professional and she probably would have gone up there without any sort of, you know, sign of nervousness. But imagine finding out about that as you're about to go on stage. My nerves would be completely wrecked. Again, she's a pro, so she'd probably be fine. But I'm just really glad that that turned out to be a happy event. I mean, I don't know if you've seen any of the video of
yes.
her just looking at that crowd in awe, like in tears, that those people came to support her. She's one of those artists that I feel like really appreciates her fans. She mm-hmm. loves her fans so much. There's some that, you know, I feel like they appreciate them, but they don't love them like Lady Gaga loves her fans.
Especially with the LGBTQ community. They are backing her up. And for that, it warms my heart just to see her fans love her so much.
Yeah.
And everything that comes with that.
It's really a beautiful thing. So luckily, a happy ending to that story. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You say you've had enough. You're done with this.
It's done. I was so supportive of your obsession, Mercedes, but now I cannot escape it.
Wait, I don't know that I've ever felt support for you on this obsession, honestly. I don't think you've
really?
Ever supported it. You, all you've done is knock it. So I don't think you've ever supported my obsession.
Well, I apologize if I've never supported this obsession. And I think it's even going to be more over the top of maybe my non-support because you introduced these to me last week and I never saw it in person. And you're like, no, let me show it to you and maybe you'll love it. And it's Labubus. Labubus, the little stuffed animal, looks like a gremlin and a cotton ball onesie. Those little ugly creatures. And I'm like, I don't get the hype. You showed it to me. You brought it in on Friday. And I'm like, they're not for me. Okay. So after that day, I go about my day and then I open TikTok. And when I open TikTok, guess what I see on my feed?
Laboo-boos!
A video of Laboo-boos, and people go crazy over them. They dress them up in different clothes. Like, what's up with the Prada bucket hat that people are buying for their Laboo-boos?
There's all sorts of outfits you can get for them. Not just like Prada. I mean, and it's not actual Prada, you know. It's like...
Prada?
Yeah, it's like someone put a Prada thing on it. People are not actually buying Prada for their Laboo-boos.
Okay, and then I'm opening and then I'm sending it to you. I'm like, I don't believe this is going on. And that's where my regret happened, is when I shared that Laboo-boo video to you. Now TikTok is swarming me with all the Laboo-boo videos. I'm seeing people are bejeweling their teeth, like they're getting little rhinestones.
They decorate them, yeah.
Oh my God. And then I see people are getting fake nails done on their Laboo-boos, even with like the UV lamp. It's insane. I can't escape it. I'm like, okay, that's enough on TikTok. I can control that scenario. So I just hold down, press not interested, and Laboo-boos go away.
So you're just, you think that this needs to stop.
Yeah, not only that, but now I can't escape it even further, because Saturday I go to H Mart. I'm in line waiting and I see Laboo-boos everywhere. There's a girl with a Louis Vuitton wallet that is attached to a Laboo-boo. A kid in a stroller has a Laboo-boo. Another girl with a backpack has a Laboo-boo. They're everywhere. It needs to stop.
Well, why does it bother you so much, I guess, is my first question. Like, if it brings joy, someone a little bit of joy to their lives, why does that bother you?
I think it's just the obsession has gone too far. I don't think it's necessary to have Laboo-boos everywhere you go. Keep them in your car. Keep them at home. But man, I just can't escape it. Maybe I'm a hater.
Well, the way I look at it, there's a lot of things people are into that I'm not into. But I'm like, if it brings you joy, like, that's your thing. I feel like the world is exhausting enough. So if collecting little monsters is happy and hurts literally no one, then guess what? You're doing amazing, sweetie. Like, I feel like anytime someone is into something, whether it's like Laboo-boos or Disney adults or Funko Pops or Laboo-boo, anything, someone like is always rolling their eyes. And I don't know. It's just like, it makes me happy. And I'm all in on the, I wouldn't say I'm all in on the Laboo-boo thing. I have like two of them and I think they're really cute, but I'm not like obsessing and like dressing them up. But for the people that do, like, that's, it's your life. Live your fabulous little life with your rhinestone Laboo-boos. Like, you know?
And then on Friday night, I go to the Vegas Thrill game and I see you and I say goodbye. And guess what you pulled out of your back pocket?
I brought my Laboo-boo. What? So what? It's harmless. It sparks joy. Like, honestly, my Laboo-boo has better style than half the people judging it right now.
You know what? You're probably right. If your Laboo-boos have a better wardrobe than I could ever have. And I'm sorry if I never supported you and I'm knocking down the joy in your life. But I just had to say it to you.
No, I don't mind that you don't like them. And I will never try to convince you to like them. That is one thing. I hate when someone tries to convince me to like something that I'm like, I don't like it. But at the same time, it's like a lot of people obviously like them because they're basically sold out everywhere.
And you know what? I didn't know how crazy the hype was until this past week. Everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, Pop Mart. I went to the fashion show mall and then I just, you know, took a little peek in to see if they had any for you. Really, I was like, going to tell you. But they're like, nope, we're sold out. We don't know when our next shipment is. The store is so tiny and it's packed.
Well, just be on the lookout for the next one. It's already big, but you might not have heard about it yet. I'm just warning you so you can hate on that instead of Laboo-boos. Crybabies. Have you heard of crybabies?
Is crybabies the little dolls with the really big old eyes?
With the tears coming out.
Oh.
Crybabies. Those are also huge. So, yeah. Now we can be crybabies about crybabies.
Yeah, I can't keep up, but okay, I'll keep out on the lookout.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So Beyonce is on tour right now, her Cowboy Carter tour, and she was hit with a cease and desist letter from the owners of the Sphere here in Las Vegas. She used footage in her Cowboy Carter show during interludes that showed her picking up what looks like, a lot like, the Sphere. This ain't Texas. And that's according to the people at the Sphere, at least. Beyonce's many orders of magnitude larger than the Sphere venue leans over, picks up the venue, and looms over it is what the letter reads. And that is leading many fans to think Beyonce is going to end her tour with a Sphere residency. So the letter asked Beyonce to stop using that footage. They say she used it without their permission, and that could mislead the fans. She was rumored to be in negotiations with the Sphere at one point, but she's going to be performing here at Allegiant Stadium on July 25th and 26th. Well, she responded at her concert in LA last night with the footage of the Sphere out. And that Sphere has been replaced with her holding a mini Allegiant Stadium instead.
The Beehive is buzzing over this. I woke up to a text message from one of my friends who sent me the video. And as much as I love Beyonce, but she's been a little petty, I think, is my opinion.
Well, at the same time, I'm like, well, what is she supposed to do? If they want her to take it out, you know, she took it out. So you got what you wanted. But I do see where they maybe thought, like, hey, this is getting people excited for something that's not going to happen. Could you kindly? But, you know, it is what it is. It's concert footage. Just tell people, no, she's not coming here. You know?
I think there was rumors, too, that she was being petty with the Sphere because there was rumored that she was going to do a residency.
And maybe it fell through.
And it fell through. And that allegedly that the Sphere said no, because she needed, Beyonce asked the Sphere for 2 weeks of rehearsal. And allegedly the Sphere said, we can't afford 2 weeks to shut it down. And she's like, fine, well, then we're not going to do the Sphere. And I think that was a dig versus a mislead. And I think it's funny because the new video with Allegiant Stadium, it's as if the sounds of the casino play, and once Allegiant Stadium comes, it's like she won the jackpot.
Yeah, like she's hit it big with them. Yeah. So yeah, that's been rectified apparently. So now we've got that done.
I just hope Allegiant Stadium knows that their video's in it and she doesn't get a cease and desist from Allegiant.
Yeah, she's gonna be there. So I bet they're probably pretty cool with her, you know, promoting that a little bit. Also this morning, parents, do you feel like you are crawling to the finish line of the school year? Well, you are in good company, as May-cember is chaos for a lot of us. With the end of school approaching, May has turned into a kind of an unofficial second December, which is a month loaded with school events and performances and sports tournaments and final projects and celebrations. And don't forget Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yes, that's right.
We get it. There are so many weeks left in the school year, but the calendars are jam-packed and the hectic pace can be hard to keep up with, even without the holiday festivities that December includes. But while the name May-cember may be new to you, parents say it's spot on. It's a perfect way to describe the whirlwind of the month. So experts are saying there are some things that you can do to kind of lower that tension a little bit. Let some things go. Don't beat yourself up if you can't be at every presentation or performance. Lean on your village. Divide and conquer with your partner. Delegate what you can go to. See if anyone's willing to help. Make space for sanity. They say you've got to put on your own oxygen mask first. So be sure you're taking care of yourself so you can handle the chaos better. And also just find downtime whenever you can. When your family has some free time, make the most of it. Let yourself take a nap. There's no shame in resting at all.
I know your girls are older, and I know that May can be crazy just regardless of anything, but doesn't it give you some sense of relief that summer is around the corner?
It does. Oh, I can't tell you. This April and May have, and we're only 5 days into May, have been so hectic. Like, they still have school stuff. I have one in high school. I have one in college. They still have stuff. And it's like, okay, when are we going to get you here? Oh, you got to move back. Okay, when are we going to get there? Like, there's just, and then I have like three jobs. So
no,
like,
kidding.
I'm like running around. It's been so hectic. And over the weekend, I had like my once a year breakdown where I was just like, and it's, everything is fine and I am all good. But like, my poor husband, he is like an angel for dealing with me sometimes. I'm like, I don't know how he does it, but I was just like, I admit it. I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. I am really overwhelmed. And he's like, what do you need me to do? He's like, does this need to be done today? And I'm like, no, I'd like it to be. He's like, that's fine. You just said no. I'm taking that as a no. Like, take this off your plate. You don't need to go to this. You can cancel that. And it made me feel a little bit better. But it's like, I just always have this guilt of of letting people down. You know what I mean?
I saw Brooklyn, your daughter, at the Vegas Throw Game a couple weeks ago, and I get worried about you. You know, I don't want to pry into your personal life, but I'm like, how's your mom doing? And she goes,
she told me
fine.
You asked that.
Yeah, I did. That was the first thing I had to say. How's mom? I didn't ask anything for school, for Brooklyn. I'm like, how's your mom doing? She goes, she's fine. I'm like, you can tell me. She goes, no, she's really handling everything well. I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm glad that I gave her that perception. All right, finally this morning, Nike, they are flipping the script with its latest Air Force Ones, which come fresh out of the box looking totally trashed. Think scuffed, think stained, think frayed for a cool $130. Here's the twist, though. The more you wear them, the cleaner they get.
Nuh-uh.
This is thanks to a special scratch-off texture. Each pair includes vintage-style laces, even a brush in case you're feeling impatient about getting them their cleanest. These kicks drop on Wednesday. Sneakerheads are already making jokes about them, with one person writing that they're wearing a pair right now. Obviously, they're just old Air Force Ones that look all janky. And another person said, plot twist, they're just returns. But can you believe that? They come dirty and they get cleaner as you wear them.
I'm done. Well, not only is that smart, but like really though, my white Air Force Ones, they're basically turning yellow at this point.
So you can just wear them and pretend that you got the new Air Force Ones. Just tell everyone they haven't gotten clean yet.
I like that idea. Let me put something up here for you. There you go.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's go with Joe. Joe, you're caller 20.
Yeah, Joe. Hey, how's it going this morning?
Doing great. How was your weekend, Joe?
It was pretty good. Just had to work hard, so my weekend actually starts now.
Oh, that's good. Wouldn't it be great to kick it off with a win at Beat Mercedes, a $700 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers?
It would be nice, especially right around Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. All right. So here's how it works. You know, you just got to beat my time. You got to guess the song faster than I can. You go first. I'm going to come in second. You ready to do this, Joe?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm leaving. Good luck.
Bye, Mercedes. All right. She's leaving the studio. And Joe, if you don't know how the game works, you are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud, and we stop the clock within 5 seconds. You got to give me something, no hemming and hawing, okay?
Sounds good, right. I'm ready.
You know she's fast, so let's do this. The next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
What you got?
Got it.
Go ahead, Joe.
It's Shania Twain.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing about being a woman.
What is it again?
Best thing about being a woman.
Best thing about being a woman. Okay, we're bringing all Mercedes right, in. I got your time down. Joe, you have your kids, Samuel and Olivia, with you. Where do they go to school?
Somerset, Sky Point.
I love that. Okay.
Hey,
okay.
The neighborhood.
Oh, you really? You're from there?
Sky Canyon, yeah, it's right around the corner.
Okay, love it. All right, Mercedes is back. Joe, I'm putting you on hold. Don't go anywhere.
Hello.
Hey, you ready to do this?
I'm ready to do this.
All right, let me put this up. And the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it. Shania Twain. Man, I feel like a woman.
I love how you put that twang in it, too. Okay.
Let's go, girls.
So you stop the clock at 1.1 seconds, which is pretty impressive.
Okay.
And Joe, he stopped the clock at 3 seconds, and he thought it was the best thing about being a woman.
Oh, I get that, Joe. That, I mean, she does say that. The best thing about being... She does say it in the song. So technically, I mean, I would have given you a pass on that, but...
Would you really?
No. I unfortunately did not get it, Joe. The good news is that means our diamond pendant just got bigger. $725 from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. And I guess we can just say it. Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Has there been a show or a movie that emotionally wrecked you, but in a way that you would 100% do it again? I just finished a show over the weekend, and I was a complete mess. At one point, I was crying so hard that Sophie had to get up off the couch and go to the bathroom and grab me Kleenex, because there were just tears streaming down my face. And it was like a happy cry, but then it would be a sad cry, and then it would go back to happy. And it was just like so, it just wrecked me. But here's the thing, I loved it so much. Like, I want to thank this show for the trauma. I needed the emotional purge. Have you ever felt like that, where you need to watch something and you got a good cry out of it? The show I'm talking about, it's a K-drama called When Life Gives You Tangerines. But it's like going viral because of a viral TikTok trend. And a lot of people are watching it, not just fans of K-dramas. A lot of people are checking it out. And it sounds cute and it sounds citrusy and whatever, but the show straight up destroyed me. Have you heard of it before?
No, you mentioned it a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, tangerines? Wait, literal citrus fruit?
Yeah, and you'd understand, but the trend, the TikTok trend that is going on right now is the Kim Son-ho challenge, where it's like you look at someone and then you like pretend you're dead, and then you open your one eye and you smile, and it's to Ariana Grande's Supernatural song. So you go like this,
and then you open your one eye
and smile. And I sent you on TikTok the actual origin of it from the show.
Okay,
When Life Gives You Tangerines. But what is a show or a movie that just emotionally wrecked you, but you would do it again and again and again? I'm telling you, if you are looking for a good emotional purge, this is your show, you guys. It was, oh my gosh, I just got a text here. It says, I just finished, there's a certain episode. I know which episode you're talking about. And she said, OMG, I was bawling out loud. I know exactly, I was bawling out loud during that scene too. Like, it was so good.
With this show, When Life Gives You Tangerines, is it like a slow build, or it cooks you from the start and then you start getting emotional slowly, or out of nowhere you're like
I feel like every episode I felt things, and if I wasn't crying, I was feeling immense love and compassion. It's just so worth the watch. It's probably in my top five shows of all time. Like, all shows included, American shows, K-drama. Like, it was one of those shows that I will go back to again because I loved it so much. What is that show or movie for you? That emotional purge that you needed. You cried, but you would do it again. 702-364-9400.
I mean, I'm trying to think of one that made me really cry. It's hard to, because I cry at everything. But the show that I'm watching recently, it's not making me cry. It's making me extremely stressed out. I'm even having like nightmares about it. And it's the show The Last of Us.
Oh, yeah. That's a good show. Especially this season. There was some stuff that happened. Obviously, don't want to spoil it.
Right.
But oh, my gosh.
It leaves you. That show leaves me like, why did they do that to us?
Yeah.
Especially after watching episode 2. I'm like, why would they do that to us? It made me so upset. And then what James does, too, is he likes to put ourselves in what if scenarios. What if a zombie apocalypse came? What would you do? I'm like, don't do this to me. I'm already stressed out from the show. Don't put reality situations situations in my head.
Yeah, that show is like a different kind of emotions. It is definitely stressed out. Let's talk to Jessica, 702-364-9400. Jessica, what was that emotional purge movie or show that got you?
So it's P.S. I Love You.
I've never seen that. What is that about?
It's with Hilary Swank, where, sorry, I'm gonna give it away, but basically her husband dies and he leaves all these letters for her, and the very last letter, she basically has to move on. But he had planned it all because he knew he had cancer and all this stuff. So, but there's a line in that movie that basically says, we're alone no matter what. Whether it's with our husband or the person that dies or whatever. And if I need a good cry, that's what I watch.
Okay, that's going to be next in my queue. Oh. I am totally going to watch that. That sounds absolutely amazing. Thank you, Jessica. Shannon, good morning. What is your emotional purge show or movie?
Good morning. I don't have a lot of them, but this one is The Life List.
The Life
and
List.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Is that the one with that Sophia Carson that like just came out?
I believe so. I don't know the name of the actress, but it's about a girl who writes a list of things that she wants to do, that she wants to accomplish, and we all have them, and we don't make our way through that list necessarily, and I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't want to ruin it, but it is amazing, and I found myself just bawling.
If we're talking about the same show, I've seen a lot of people posting about it saying, like, watch this show. It was a life-changing show, and that's called The Life List, if it's the one I'm thinking about.
Oh, The Life List.
List.
Got it.
Yeah, with Sophia Carson. I'm pretty sure that's the one. We're getting a bunch of texts here. Let's see. The Notebook. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
Of course.
How can you watch that and not cry? This one says, that's how I feel with This Is Us. Cried at least once per episode. Elemental, the ending. Did I see Elemental?
The Disney movie Elemental with the different elements.
Yeah,
fire,
I never
water,
saw it.
And that the premise is, the plot is like, there's people that are fire and water, and they can't be together because if they do or if they touch, someone will be let out.
Oh.
Like the fire will die or the water will die. It's really, really good.
That's something I'll have to put on the list. From Scratch with Zoe Saldana. I saw that. Have you seen that?
That one wrecked me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, sometimes you just need a show that you can cry to, or a movie that will let you get that out. Like, your emotions get trapped in there.
Yeah.
So my recommendation, When Life Gives You Tangerines. Amazing. Oh my gosh. And I'm totally going to watch P.S. I Love You when I go home today.
Just be ready.
Because I'm ready.
That movie will wreck you like it did From Scratch with Zoe Saldana. I mean, all of these shows and movies, it's a good cry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's why we watch it, right?
Yeah,
we don't
true.
Always need to laugh. All right. It is time to win with the Mega Minute. Your tickets right now to see Katy Perry. Her Lifetimes tour is coming to T-Mobile Arena May 17th. We have your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. If you get them all right in that time, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 right now. You're playing the Mega Minute, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Jenny, you are caller 20.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
All right, well, don't say thank you yet. You still got to compete here, and you're going to be able to do it. So hopefully you will get these tickets to see Katy Perry, the Lifetimes tour at T-Mobile Arena on May 17th. You know how this works, right, Jenny?
I do.
10 questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right in that time, and the tickets are yours. Let's do this.
All right, Jenny, if you're struggling with the question, say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. All right, Jenny and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for the Mega Minute starts now.
Which artist's fans are called Little Monsters? Harvard University is located right outside which major U.S. city? The Vegas Golden Knights face off against which Canadian hockey team tomorrow? What is the name of the line that divides the Earth into the northern and southern hemispheres?
Equator.
Yes. Katy Perry is engaged to which actor? On this upcoming Sunday, which family member do we celebrate?
Mother's Day.
Yes. Which Star Wars character replies with, "I know," when Princess Leia confessed their love?
Don't know. Never seen it.
How many days is 72 hours?
Three.
Yes. What dinosaur is known for having three horns?
Triceratops.
Yes. Louis Armstrong is known for playing which instrument that has three valves? Oh. Okay. First of all, Jenny, who is helping you this morning?
My kids are in the car. My daughter.
Oh, I love the teamwork. And, hi, guys, and I love the honesty. Don't know, never seen it.
They're like, pass.
Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. Let's go over some of these answers that you passed on. Which artist fans are called little monsters? Those are Lady Gaga's fans. Harvard University is located right outside which major U.S. city? That's Boston. The Vegas Golden Knights face off against which Canadian hockey team tomorrow? That's Edmonton, the Edmonton Oilers. The name of the line that divides the Earth and... Oh, we got that one.
Yes.
We got the equator. Katy Perry is engaged to Orlando Bloom. And the Star Wars character that replies, "I know," to Princess Leia is Han Solo. And then the very last question, Louis Armstrong is known for playing which instrument with three vowels? That is the trumpet. I'm sorry, you guys. Can't make you a winner today, but Caller 20, you will be the winner when you call us right now. Caller 20 gets the tickets to see Katy Perry at the T-Mobile Arena on May 17th, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This time of year, people across the country are anxiously checking their bank account balances to find out if they've gotten their tax refund from the IRS yet or if they still have to wait longer. And a lot of us have mentally spent that money before we even get our hands on it, it turns out. Most Americans are being actually pretty responsible with theirs. According to this new survey of U.S. taxpayers, nearly two-thirds have already spent their tax refund or are planning to soon, and 4 in 5 who already spent their refunds, all that money is going to essentials, while 72% are still waiting on their refund plan to do that. The top necessities tax refunds are going towards this year are rent, groceries, paying down your credit card debt, and home repairs, all really boring stuff, but, you know, stuff that needs to be paid.
Same. I'm boring. It would go all to that, too. I mean, maybe I have a trip in June to go to San Diego. It would go towards that, but let's be real. The priorities are trying to keep afloat and surviving here.
Pay the bills down. Yeah. That's what ours went to. It's like, okay, that's gonna pay for that, and the rest will go into savings. Did you get a refund?
Not this year.
Oh, you didn't? That sucks. I'm sorry.
We owed this year. It was horrible. I'm like, what? So James and I are trying to figure out where we can maybe withhold more next time or how we can just maybe have a refund or maybe just not owe at all. But it's like not like I'm making so much more money than past years. It's like just a little bump and then all of a sudden I owe. So
honestly, it's better though. That means the government didn't have your money to play with, you know.
True.
It's better. That's what I always tell myself when I get a refund. A part of me is like, oh, dang, I gave that money to the government to use that they got to play with instead of me. So it's a good thing.
Okay.
You didn't get a refund. Look on the bright side.
But I don't. But I'm trying.
Well, the Met Gala is happening tonight. This year's theme is super fine tailoring black style, and it pays tribute to the artistry and legacy of black dandyism, drawing from fashion, photography, history. So you can really expect a lot of like sharp tailoring, a lot of bold statement, and celebrity's personal twist. The official dress code is tailored for you. So, as always, the star-studded fundraiser is taking place at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. Kicking off the Costume Institute's latest exhibition, the red carpet begins at around 1:30 our time. So, oh, wow. It's starting early. The inside of the event is famously phone-free, and you can tune into Vogue's live stream at 3 p.m. to catch all the arrivals. Teyana Taylor, Lala Anthony, and Ego Nwodim are set to host this year's live stream. So the co-chairs of this year's Met Gala are Coleman Domingo, ASAP Rocky, Pharrell Williams, Lewis Hamilton, Anna Wintour, LeBron James is joining as honorary chair. And I mean, it's just an A-list from the who's who, fashion, art, music, beyond. Think Usher, Janelle Monáe, Spike Lee, Adebri, Lisa from Blackpink. Like, it's gonna be big.
Someone I always look forward to on at the Met Gala on the red carpet is ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. I loved that one year there was a moment when they were on the red carpet together and ASAP was letting Rihanna shine. He took a little step back and he was like, look at my girl, she's so pretty. And in general, I just love them as a couple.
Yeah, they always bring some interesting looks to the Met Gala. That's what I watch. I mean, I'm sitting there judging these people in my sweatpants while I'm eating. You know, it's like so messed up. I'm like, oh, that's ugly. Chomp, chomp.
Why they choose that this year?
Yeah, exactly. Finally, this morning, Krispy Kreme. They're making everyone's week a little sweeter by handing out free original glazed donuts on Wednesday. No purchase, no idea, no catch. The drop is meant to help ease the stress about the looming Real ID deadline, which is going to require all U.S. travelers to have a Real ID compliant ID to board domestic flights and get into some federal facilities starting this week. So they're saying, hey, you don't need any ID here. You just get a free donut for stopping by. So to grab your free donut, you just pop into any participating Krispy Kreme location, get one on the house. It's their way of giving a little hug to the masses. Even if you're already squared away with your ID, you still get the treat. So it's a win-win situation.
I mean, between taxes and the Real ID and just stresses in life from tariffs and all that, you know, go to Krispy Kreme and get a free donut.
Just a donut and put a smile on your face. I want to be next to you. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, so last week on the show, we had a full-on Sinners showdown.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Steph was like, this movie was trash, and Ramon was out here acting like it was The Godfather or something. Do you guys want to give a little recap on how you felt on about the movie?
Let's do it. So I basically just said that it was way overhyped. I could barely understand them because of their southern twang accents. Where the heck did the vampires even come from? And then lastly, there was a scene, like a cultural scene from past, present, future that I just did not get, and I thought it was pretty
dope
corny.
Scene. You're insane.
In your opinion, but mine, I thought it was a little corny.
Remember? Yeah. Early contender for movie of the year. Performances were great. Directing was great. I didn't want to admit it last week, but I'll admit it today. I will rewatch it with subtitles because of the accents. I'll give you that one, Steph. That's the only one I'll give you, though.
Well, I finally saw it over the weekend, and I have thoughts. I have thoughts, okay? Where's the drum roll? Do we have a drum roll here?
Here you go.
Okay.
There we go.
So, first of all, I'll say Michael B. Jordan, incredible.
Told you.
I'd watch him read an IKEA manual, and I would still be entertained. That guy is amazing. The fact that he played two roles, totally different, like, characters, amazing.
Right, okay.
The beginning of this movie, it dragged.
Oh!
Hold on. I started questioning if I accidentally walked into a different film. I was like, what? What is this? I didn't have an issue with the twang. That just, like, that tells you something. Maybe I get the twang. I understood what was going on, but I was bored. But when the credits rolled, I didn't feel like clapping. Instead, I was saying, what the hell are you on?
What the hell are you on?
What the hell is LeBron James?
Well, I saw Matt posted. He posted a good review, right?
I was like, oh my gosh, that was so weird.
Tell me more. Wait, before we get to Matt, let me hear him a little bit more about what your thoughts were during and after.
I just thought, where did this come from? Like, again, I did have the question, like, where did vampires come from? Like, we were enjoying a nice movie about family bonding and, you know, history and that time, the 1930s, and tensions are high. And then all of a sudden it turned into Twilight. And I'm like, where's Jacob? Like, what happened? You know?
Right.
That confused me a little bit. Maybe I'm just not as movie savvy as you are, Ramon, because I was like, is this a movie mashup right now? What is happening?
Well, I thought it was a message about, you know, whites and blacks, and in the whites being the vampires. I, you know, I don't want to ruin it for everyone. But
there were not just white vampires. There were initially, but then there were not.
Right. They were taking control of the black people.
All the metaphors. See, okay, this is why I don't get it. And I tried to. And that's really smart thinking of you, Ramon, because while watching the movie, I did understand the differences between the races and stuff. But at the same time, it's like, why do we need vampires to spread that message?
And then they start dancing Irish.
Yeah, don't even get me started with the Irish dancing.
I was kind of like, what? It was just funny, but because whenever Michael B. Jordan came on the screen, my ears perked up like a dog when you like pull out the treats. Okay. And then he's not on anymore. I'm like, okay, back to it.
Well, yeah. What did you think of that scene that me and Steph are totally different opinions on?
Which scene?
The cultural scene there's like Chinese dancers, yes. Break dancers.
Oh, like future, past, present, yes. Kind of thing.
Ancestors.
I actually thought that was good. I thought that showed a reflection on how music, just the evolution of music and how past generations affect future generations of music. I actually did like that.
I got the impression that they were just trying to get more people to be on the dance floor. I'm like,
like they didn't have enough. I mean, they might as well just play. So if I had to give it a rating out of 10 stars, I would give it a 7.
I thought
it was good. But
you
did oversell it a little bit.
Yeah, because I'd give it like a 9.
You'd give it a 9?
Yeah, it's not a perfect movie, but I'd give it a 9.
And Steph, what would you give it?
A 3.
A 3?
No way.
A 3. I'm sorry. Again, overhyped. That weird scene with the dancers. I didn't understand them. I'm trying. You know what? It's funny. I actually liked the movie better after I saw TikTok videos about it on why they brought things out, maybe why the vampire fell from the sky and metaphors on that. But I don't want to have to watch TikTok videos to understand a movie.
Well, you know, at least your timeline is going small brain.
Hey!
At least your TikTok timeline's going from LaBooBoos to Sinner. So that's a good thing,
there
right?
You go, baby.
All right, coming up, just a few minutes, we made the big announcement this morning. Benson Boone is coming to town. American Heart Tour just announced this morning. He'll be at the T-Mobile Arena on September 26th, and we've got your tickets coming up with Heads Up. Win them before you can buy them, so stick around. That is all on the way. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and I totally thought we were doing something else here.
Oh, you did?
I was like, wait a second, what's going on? One thing I do want to talk about, though, because I heard, rumor has it, that we have a hero in our midst. A hero to the people, or at least to his family. Ramon, I hear you're like one of the newest members of the Thunderbolts. You're like a basic superhero here.
From now on, you refer to me as Superman.
Superman.
Wow.
What happened? What'd you do? Why are you a self-proclaimed hero?
So recently coming back from L.A., we were in L.A., saw a couple games. So we decided to come back after the baseball game in Los Angeles. So it's around 9 o'clock. Me and my middle sister, Daisy, agreed that she'll do the first half of the trip, and I'll drive the second half of the trip. So paint a picture. My middle sister, Daisy's driving. My oldest sister, Nora's shotgun. I'm behind Daisy. Jackie's in the middle. And my twin sister, Maria, is behind the passenger seat. So we're driving back. And I'm constantly dozing off because I have to drive, you know, around midnight, 11 o'clock. So I'm dozing off. I keep sleeping or whatever. Then I get awakened by Jackie shaking my twin sister, Maria, Maria, Maria. And I guess she just blacked out. Eyes rolled back, completely just flopped.
While driving?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
She wasn't driving. She was the one behind the passenger seat, right, Maria?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Wait. Yeah. You have a lot of sisters. I'm having a hard time keeping track. Right?
Daisy was driving.
Okay.
Nora shotgun.
Okay. Maria's next to Jackie.
Yes.
Okay,
behind the passenger.
Gotcha.
Behind shotgun. So Daisy's driving. She pulls over to the side in the middle of nowhere, completely dark, right in the middle of the desert. Nora was like, let me put her in the front seat. So they unbuckle her. She kind of like drags her out. She's still conscious, but while she's moving her to the front seat, she completely just drops. So Nora yells out for me. I'm about to hop out on the side from traffic. Daisy's like, no, go the other way so you don't get hit. So I somehow jump over Jackie, get out there. I pick up Maria, you know, using your legs. So
because we don't want any back injuries.
Correct.
We know how to properly squat.
Bend those knees.
So I pick her up and I just kind of like, you know, place her in the front seat. I accidentally just step on her Jordan Retro 11s. I apologize.
Oh, my God.
The real issue. No, the real issue.
Not a hero.
So I kind of just place her, buckle her up. And, you know, she's like in and out of sleep. She eventually throws up, which, you know, makes her feel way better. And now we kind of joke about it.
But you feel like you saved her life.
I mean, she was like...
You violated a pair of Jordan 11s, but you saved her life.
Yeah, she was like flopped in the middle of the dirt. I'm like, hey, next, you know, 2 more minutes and the Hills of Eyes would have came. Like, hey, I got a doctor over here, buddy. You want to go follow us down this road?
Have you ever felt like you were the hero? Like, you were the one that was called in to save the day. 702-364-9400. This is the most chaotic sibling road trip I think I've ever heard.
Oh, it was.
And I feel like it's on brand for your family. I feel like you guys have a lot of chaotic road trips.
Did you end up finding out what happened to her?
So, yeah, she went to the doctor. They did tests.
She's auditioning for The Exorcist.
She went to the doctor. They did some blood work and a CT scan of her head, and the doctor just said, your sugar level was probably too low.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad she's okay
but
now.
It was, like, I didn't see it, but they said it was scary when they saw just, you know, white eyes, right? Because her eyes rolled back.
Yeah. The most important question, though, did she ever get her shoes cleaned?
I mean, I didn't clean them. I assume she cleaned them. I don't know.
We got to make sure. Have you ever been the hero in a situation, Steph?
Yes. Remember a couple months ago, we were sitting out watching dinner. We were eating dinner, watching TV. And James and I, we were eating orange chicken. And while he was eating orange chicken, we were watching the show The New Girl. And if you've ever seen it, it's hysterical. Our favorite character is Schmidt. And Schmidt must have said something while we were eating. And James, out of nowhere, he's chewing his food. He's laughing. And all of a sudden, I hear, ugh! And I'm like, looking at him. He's like, ugh! Like he's choking on his orange chicken. And I'm like, babe. And I'm hitting his back like it'll help. Like, I'm like, babe, come on, cough it out. Nothing is working. So I had him stand up. I give him the Heimlich, and all of a sudden, the orange chicken flew out, and I saved his life. I'm like, oh,
wow.
Thank God. But then all of a sudden he goes, oh, okay. Anyways, back to the show.
Like, I want to finish watching this episode.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not the person you call when things go south. I'm the person you carry out when things go south. I feel like I'm never the hero in situations. Like,
really?
Like, case in point, one time I got stuck in a hammock, and Matt had to, like, cut me out of it. Because I got stuck in it.
Are you talking about one of those hammocks that are like crocheted and there's tons of holes in it?
So I spun around too many times trying to be funny. Like, cocooned myself like I was some butterfly. And I got stuck in there. So Matt had to like rescue me. And he had to be a hero for me. And then another time I fainted at a concert because I was trying to be cute in jeans and like a leather jacket. And I think it was I was wearing a scarf in July. So that was dumb. So I like almost passed out. And then I'm trying to think of all the times I needed a hero in my life. But like on family hikes, I'm not the one like pushing everyone up. I'm the one being dragged up because like, I'm just like too tired to do anything. Let's talk to Victoria. Victoria, good morning. Have you ever been the hero in a situation?
I have. So what happened was, 2 years ago at Thanksgiving, my friend Jack was having drinks at the table, eating, and he went grey. And he, like, slipped under the table, and I just jumped up, grabbed him, put a cold towel on his head, called 911, kept talking to him, in and out,
He had a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh. And you saved him?
Yeah. I thought he was stoned or something because he was outside before. And he just looked really pale. And I'm like, something's not right. And his eyes were twitching. But guys, he saved his life.
Wow. I mean, you are the hero in that situation. That is like a true hero. I'm talking like you. I feel like you're either the hero or you're the hot mess in the situation.
The damsel in distress.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, Victoria, I'm glad we have a happy ending on that one. Yeah, so sometimes you're the firefighter and sometimes you're the person that accidentally starts the fire in the microwave.
I'm just imagining you in that hammock.
Oh, it was so funny. I was like, hey, watch this. I'm like, kick it out. Oh my God.
Safe to say you never turned into a butterfly that day.
No, absolutely not. All right, it is time to win. It is time to play Heads Up and Up for Grabs. We just announced this morning, coming to Las Vegas, Benson Boone. His American Heart Tour is coming to the T-Mobile Arena September 26th. These are winnable before you can buy them tickets, and you will get them when you win Heads Up. You pick your category, and you get 6 answers in 60 seconds in that category, and you are going to the show. Caller 20, you get to play right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Amy, you're caller 20. Yeah. You ready to play some Heads Up here?
Yes, I'm so ready.
All right, we've got these win 'em before you can buy 'em tickets to see Benson Boone. He's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena on September 26th. Pick a category. You want to go with chips and salsa, made with love, nailed it, scrub life, or VIP section?
I'll do the chips and dip, was that it?
Chips and salsa, yeah. Well, today's Cinco de Mayo, and so these are all things that are associated with Cinco de Mayo, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. We just need to get 6 in 60 seconds.
Let's do this. All right, you guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is a popular Mexican food. Like, people like to eat it on Tuesdays sometimes.
Tacos.
Yes. This is, like at a kid's party, you hit this with a stick and candy.
Piñata.
Yes. This is a type of Mexican hat that you would wear.
Sombrero.
Yes. This is, if you go, you might be hearing music from this kind of group. Like a
next pass.
Okay, pass. This is a drink with tequila. There's salt on the rim.
Margarita.
Yes. This is a dessert. You get them at Disneyland. They're really long and they're the cinnamon cover. Yes. This is the country south.
Mariachi band.
Yes, it was mariachi band. You got it. Better late than never, Amy. You got it. Congratulations. You won. You are literally the first person to win these Benson Boone tickets. They just announced this morning, coming to town on September 26th, T-Mobile Arena, and you are going. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
We are so excited for you. That's going to be such a good show. A lot of people are talking about his brand new song, Mystical Magical, that just came out. He performed it on Saturday Night Live this weekend. If you haven't heard it, let's play it now. Let us know what you think. Benson Boone, it's Mix.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Money can't buy love, but it turns out it may be keeping couples together. According to a new survey, 24% of Americans admit they're in a relationship that they can't afford to leave.
Eesh.
Anyone listening that would admit to this, you can remain anonymous, but this new survey just... it looks at how finances really do affect romantic relationships and how they influence conflicts for couples and what money-related habits are attractive in potential partners. 1 in 4 say they would like to break up with their current partner, but sharing the bills is keeping them from splitting up. Just over 1/3 say that their partner is financially dependent on them, but that jumps to 46.5% for male respondents. People who have been in relationships for 6 months or less have a 55% chance of sharing salary information compared to 93% of those who have been in a relationship with their partner for a decade or longer.
Ooh, that's tough. I mean, me and James are healthy and great, but imagine if he and I were on the verge of a breakup and then me knowing that it's hard and couldn't afford to live on my own, would I put myself in the situation of just sucking it up and sticking through it because of finances?
Oh, I think a lot of people do it. I really do. I think, I mean, I've known a couple of girlfriends of mine, not recently, but, you know, years ago, that stayed in bad marriages because they had nowhere to go. And basically, their husband was the breadwinner and they didn't think that they got threatened that, oh, if you leave me, you're not going to get anything. You know, they could afford the expensive lawyers. You know, it's just finally at some point you get to your breaking point and you just walk away and you say there's no amount of money that is going to make up for this unhappiness that I'm feeling, you know?
Yeah, God forbid that doesn't happen to me or James, but it's just, I think I feel a lot of empathy for those women or just in general.
And it doesn't have to be just women. Yeah. It could be anyone who is dependent financially. So it's just some interesting numbers out on that. Also this morning, man, I don't know exactly what happened with the royal family and Prince Harry, but this makes me so sad. Prince Harry just did an interview with BBC, and it was pretty emotional. He says he was devastated by the UK court's ruling to deny his appeal for automatic police security, saying that it was a good old-fashioned establishment stitch-up. He revealed that his father, King Charles, will not speak to him anymore. And it's because of the security stuff. If you're not familiar, he used to have security that was paid for by the royal family, and they said, well, since you walked away, we're not paying for it anymore. He says, I would love reconciliation with my family. There's no point in continuing to fight anymore. Life is precious. He emphasized that this dispute over security was always the sticking point. And he says, everyone knew that they were putting us at risk in 2020. And they hoped that me knowing the risk would force us to come back. Like, that's all it's about, like a trap that they set. So he has no choice but to be a part of the family again in the way that they want him to, like a working royal.
I just feel so, this makes me so upset because I get it. The headlines and the media, and especially over there in the royal family, they twist and turn things with the media to make them, that person look like the bad guy. Like Meghan Markle allegedly was the bad person in this whole thing. But at the same time, 2020, take ourselves back to that crazy year during the pandemic. You're going to cut your family off because of something that, like a rumor that has been spread? That's insane.
Did you ever watch The Crown? Did you watch that?
Yes.
So you know that they will choose the crown over family many times. The crown wins every time. And it's so sad to see, if you're born into this family, the standards and the history that you have to abide by. And it just, like, the whole establishment of the monarchy just seems so antiquated. I get it. It's a symbol and it's what that country is built on. But it's just, to me, it's like, okay, come on. It's 2025, you guys.
And
you
God
know?
Forbid. I mean, I know King Charles's health is not in the best condition. And like, what happens tomorrow if he's on his deathbed? He's still not going to talk to his son? I don't know.
I hope not. But yeah. Finally, this morning, after nearly two decades of connecting people around the globe, Skype is officially signing off as of today. Yeah, Microsoft is pulling the plug on the once revolutionary video chat app and folding its features into Teams, where users can still find their old chats and their contacts. It was once the king of video calls. Skype struggled, though, with new players like Zoom, and now it's taking its final bow, leaving behind plenty of nostalgia with Skype. I'm so sad about Skype going away.
I remember Skype. I remember all of those older like video calls. I remember there was one too that we used to use outside of Skype. I can't remember their name, but there's something from like my past that I remember that just jogged memory that's no longer. Did you ever hear of the blog site Zanga?
Zanga, no.
It's spelled X-A-N-G-A. So Zanga was before MySpace, before everything. And when Zanga was no longer, there was a part of middle school me that was it died with it.
The gone but not forgotten apps. Like, I think of AIM, which was the OG chat app. I mean, what was your screen name on AIM? That was iconic.
What was your screen name?
Yanks Diva.
Yanks Diva.
Or was it Yanks Diva or Yankee Diva? I can't remember. It was something like that. Also, do you remember Vine?
The of course.
6-second video app that, oh man, do it for the Vine. That was my favorite.
Do you remember, was LeBron James? Was that
LeBron
from Vine?
James? Is LeBron yes, James. There's so many iconic Vines. And then this one, I don't know if many people will remember this one. It was on Twitter, and it was their live streaming before TikTok Live. It was Periscope. Do you remember Periscope?
Periscope. That's and then I think people even nicknamed it Perry. I'm like, oh my God.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Oh, what are the gone but not forgotten apps? Also, was Google, was it called Google Hangouts?
Wait, Google Hangouts, was that during the pandemic as well?
Ah,
I remember there was an app during the pandemic that me and my friends used all the time. It was called House Party. And you would go on this app and people would come in and you would see people online, kind of like AIM. Everyone would join the video chat.
I remember
chat.
House Party.
Yes!
I remember that
oh,
one.
I miss
that
one.
Is crazy. Oh, man. Rest in peace to the great apps that are no longer with us. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you would like us to address for Jerk or Justified, shoot us an email. You can do that through our website, mix941.fm. I already can tell you I love this email because it's signed by Not Karen.
Okay.
All right, she writes, "Hi, guys, and good morning. I want to know if you think that I'm a jerk or justified for waking up the guy sitting next to me on a 5-hour flight who wouldn't stop snoring. So my husband and I were sitting next to this guy on our flight to Costa Rica. He fell asleep before the plane even took off, and by the time we were up in the air, he was full snore. I'm pretty sure he took a sleeping pill or opioid or something like that.
Oh my God.
After almost 2 hours of him snoring, I finally woke him up to make sure he was okay because it was loud. The guy behind him looked like he was going to strangle the guy. He woke up and looked at me like I was crazy for shaking him up. When I told him we were concerned he wasn't breathing well, he said that he was okay and he went back to sleep. My husband told me I shouldn't have woken him up. And it was a Karen move. Then the guy proceeded to snore the rest of the flight and everyone wanted to kill him. So was it a Karen move? And am I a jerk for waking the snoring guy up on my flight? I think I was pretty justified. Signed, Not Karen." What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is she a Karen, Not Karen, for doing that? Or was she completely justified? What do you guys think?
I think she's a jerk. I can't imagine like what this guy is probably going through. What if he's sleep deprived? What if he's just needing a quick nap? I mean, I get it. He's a loud snorer. But like, you're not going to be the one to wake him up. Maybe if you're his wife, yes. But you're a complete stranger. If you're a complete stranger, I got woken up by you, I've been like, what the heck, lady? Maybe telling a flight attendant might have been a little bit better in this situation. But I think you're a total jerk and you were kind of a Karen in this situation.
Ramon, what do you think on this one? Do you think that she was a jerk or do you think that she was justified on this?
I completely disagree with Steph. I think she was justified. A little nap. How long was the flight? I mean, for one, we don't know if it was a red eye. So it could have been a long overnight flight. Totally justified. She should have woken up again and again and again until he stopped. I've never been in a situation like this, but do the flight attendants help you out if you would ask them to wake him up for you?
You could probably press a little button. I'm sure they would come over and help out. I fall somewhere in the middle between both of you, but more towards Ramon. I don't think that she was a jerk at all. I think if this man is snoring so loud that the guy behind him looked like he was plotting some midair crime, you did the cabin a public service in my eyes. You woke him up with concern, right? You were checking for signs of life, right? I feel like that is kind of CPR adjacent, you know? It's like you just wanted to make sure he was okay. And the fact that your husband called it a Karen move, that's pretty rude. I mean, he didn't have to listen to sleep apnea guy over here.
You're not going to perform mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, but you will wake him up.
I will wake him up. Adriana, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Good morning. I think that was a jerk move. People can't control their breathing. I mean, there are steps to it, but in the moment, he can't control it. And why does he have to sit up because that's the way his body reacts?
I think maybe, though, if you give him a little nudge, because then his throat's going to hurt. Like, she was helping him.
That was a jerk move. You prepare for things like that on a plane. You take headphones. You take your own sleep aid. If he was erratic behavior, I can see that. But he was sleeping. He wasn't physically bothering anybody. That was a total jerk move.
Oh, thank you for calling, Adriana. Let's talk to Jennifer. Jennifer, it's jerk or justified here. What do you think?
Good morning. So I have severe sleep apnea, and I stop breathing 85 times an hour in my sleep. So every time I fly, I sit in the back right corner of the airplane and hope that I don't bother as many people. But I have no idea how loud I am. But I would say that she's justified because people do this to me all the time to make sure that I'm awake and that I'm alive.
That so you understand that it's coming from a place of concern more so than, yeah, it is noisy. And we all admit that's annoying. But like, hey, are you breathing? Are you okay?
Right. Right. And it's fine for me because I'm used to it, but I can go right back to sleep in 2.5 seconds.
So it's like incredible. It doesn't even bother me. Let's talk to Jeff. Thank you, Jennifer. Hey, Jeff, jerk or justified? What do you think?
Justified.
Why?
He's in a crowded airplane pissing a lot of people off, so he just needs to be more considerate about, you know, the people around him. I mean, if he needs to sleep, he should have got that sleep, you know, before he got on the airplane.
That's, I mean, and I feel bad. Like, that's probably a serious medical condition, you know? I think we've all been there where we've made some, I make these jerky moves in my sleep. And
oh,
so,
like you twitch?
Oh, yeah. It's so crazy. But I think that not caring, you, I'm going to nominate you for a Nobel Peace Prize in airplane conflict resolution.
And the award goes to
not caring.